Alan Kring Productions, in association with Emergent Light Studio, presents the Illinois State Collegiate Compendium, Academic Lectures in Business and Economics. This is Business Finance, FIL 240, for spring semester 2022. Today, bond prices and yields. As a beginning, of course, a look at the numbers, some of them rather more troubling than others, and then I'll take you through the technicals of bond pricing and yields. Now, I strongly encourage you to write down exactly what I show you to do. If you can do it just like it is in an instruction manual, you'll be able to nail some of the heavies on the exam and quizzes that are coming up. I will try to make it as just clear as I can with examples as we go along. But of course, before we do that, it's always good to see what excitement is being offered by the markets today. And then I'll show you something else that will be of some interest possibly to you as well, as far as economic information is concerned, economic data. But right now, as you can see, the Dow eked out a small, getting a small increase, 0.11%, not very significant. Then the S&P is down more than 0.5%, and the NASDAQ is just getting whaled, more than 1.5% down. Greater risk, greater expected return, but also greater risk, greater possibility of getting creamed. Now, right now, crude oil is falling. It's fallen quite a bit today. The best reason we always think is that there is talk that that Ukraine and Russia are in negotiations now that will fall apart. It's not going to succeed. And I guarantee you that once that falls apart, then oil is going to skyrocket in price again. Oil is easing off because, gee, if Russia's going to behave like a civilized country, then we'll let their oil come out, and that'll increase the supply of oil, decrease the price of gasoline, and things like that. Well, that's an expectation, and once that expectation is thwarted by the reality of what's the intentions of Russia, it'll go right back up again because we're going to clamp down the seals on their oil out of their country. And so crude oil will come back up again within a week or so. Gold and silver are down. In other words, we've got sell-offs in the markets, and we've got sell-off in the commodities and metals. The 10-year bond, the yield is up substantially. And that would mean that the price is down. So investors are getting out of bonds, they're getting out of stocks, they're getting out of metals. In other words, they are essentially moving their money to cash as a wait and see. You have a mask, I can get you one if you don't have one. Otherwise, I'll ask the... Give me a second here. Thank you. Okay. Now... other than that, we'll move on here. The FTSE is up a little bit. It's kind of a happy thing. But we've got, there's optimism that the war will come to a, will end before it begins in earnest. We had a near violation that would have triggered Article 5 last week, and there's talk that if we get involved, it's going to be really bad if NATO gets involved in this. But right now, we're just holding on and hoping for the best. Now, the Nikkei had a decent little gain there, and then it slid down a little bit. The problem there being that Asia was concerned that if Russia was successful in taking Ukraine, then that was going to embolden China to make its move to attack and occupy Taiwan. That sentiment has kind of evaporated now that China is seeing that it is awfully painful to do what Russia did. So there's hope that China will calm down, Asia will be more peaceful than it might have otherwise been. So that's good news right there. Let me move on here. Remember I showed you yield curves? Let me get something. I showed you that we had an inversion, but it was an odd thing. It was like the 20-year was above the 30-year yield. Okay, that's nothing big. I mean, you know, whatever. But what you really would worry about is if there were an inversion in the main beef in the 3, 5, 7, 10, 20, somewhere in there. And we didn't see that. We saw it getting close a few times, and then it would bail back and chicken out until today, or yesterday. The 10-year, that'd be the 7-year is above the 10-year. That would be an inversion. That's a real one. That would mean 6 to 9 months, we are very likely to have a recession. And that it's just, every recession has been preceded by an inversion of the yield curve. However, sometimes an inversion leads not to a recession, but just to an economic pause. However, there is good evidence that it will be a recession instead of just a pause. And it could be a pretty hefty recession, too. Does that mean that all hope is lost? No, recessions happen. We get through them and we move on. Politically, they can be disastrous for the party in power, but there's that. In this case, the yield on, let me make sure I'm seeing this. Yeah, 7-year, the 7-year yield, the yield on the 7-year Treasury note is above the yield on the 10-year Treasury. So that is an inversion. That's not even a technical, that's a real one. This thing out here was just weird, this 2030. I can't even talk about that one, but this one's right in the meat, 7-10. And so, yeah, we could have a recession. And with the Fed increasing interest rates dramatically year over, which it will have to stop the inflation. Everyone's pissing themselves raw about the inflation. If you had taken my course in 2018, 19, 20, I would have said, we're going to get an inflation. We just keep printing money, and sooner or later, boom, we're going to have it. And here it is now, but everyone's saying it's happened just because of recent events. No, it's been coming. And it will be leading us to raise interest rates, which will cause a recession. So get ready for that. If all else fails and you're looking for a job, there is the Ukrainian National Foreign Legion thing. So pictures, please, if you're doing that. Trying to think if there's anything. Nope, that's it. Where do we go as far as this course goes is concerned? Today I will show you technically finding prices and yields of bonds. I do it on the calculator, and you'll actually see why in a little while, and I'll talk about that. But I also want to point out something. There are some accounting classes that use this calculator to do bond pricing and yields, but they show it a way that actually gets you an incorrect answer, slightly incorrect. Now, understand that on an exam or a quiz, I will give a range so that if you make a slight technical error or something like that, you'll still get the answer marked correct. You'll still be in the range. I'll make sure of that. But there are some things that could take you out of the range. Follow my instructions, and you'll see exactly how to do this. And for heaven's sakes, don't ask why, just do. Let's start out with this. CLV 5.25% 2038. Now, in terms of the calculator, now I'll give this to you as a word problem. CLV has outstanding a bond, a 2038 bond with a coupon of 5.25%. I'll go through this narrative. As I taught in mathematics for many years at Ohio State, get the numbers away from the words and throw the words away. You don't need them to do the problem. Now, the first thing is this 5.25%. This is the coupon. The first percentage, now there could be another percent. The coupon is, you identify that because that will be in the payment slot, the PMT, right there. 2038. You want to take 2038 minus the now year. That will be what we call the term of the bond. That goes in the end slot. Now, I'm going to show you annual coupons, which is the unrealistic way to do it. That's the way the book shows you first, and then they go back and show you semi-annual. So we're going to do a couple of annuals, and then we'll go back and do it realistically. It's not hard. It's just a little tweak. You just have to remember some things. Okay, now, there's a hidden number that is never expressed, but it's always there. $1,000. That is the face value of the bond. That will always, always be in the FV slot. Don't forget to put it there. That's the amount of money you get at the end. You see, along the way, every year, you're going to get a $52.50 check in the mail. And then in 2038, you will get one last one of those coupon checks, and you'll get a check for $1,000. Essentially, the coupons hold the bond in place all the way to the end, and then you get your original money back. You lent the corporation $1,000. They will pay you $52.50 a year until 2038, when they'll give you one last check like that, and then they'll also give you your $1,000 you lent them back. So make sure that you know where these numbers go in the slots. And then the rest is gravy. There are two other numbers. There is a price and there is a yield. You will know one of those and you will calculate the other. You will know one of them and you will calculate the other. The yield is what the market currently thinks the company should pay. The coupon is what it does pay. So if the yield here is, let's say, 5.10%. The market says this company should pay us 5.10%. But that's not what the company pays. The company pays 5.25%. So the market is going to love this company. Wow, you're giving us more than we really think you should. So they will bid the price of that bond up above par. We don't know what that price is, and that's where we're going to go first, is to find the yield since we know the price. All right, find the price since we know the yield. For God's sake, I can't even say this right. I get started talking. Watch. Write down the steps, for heaven's sake. This is monkey see, monkey do, which is why I can do it so well. Apps, finance, TVM solver. Now, the N is going to be the 2038 minus now 2022. That number, 16, is the term of the bond. That's the term of the bond. Now, the yield, we've been given the yield. It's 5.1%. We don't know the price. Don't delete that zero. Just leave whatever's in there alone. Go down to the payment. The payment is going to be the 0.05025 times $1,000. Because the coupon is always expressed as a percent of face. Now the future value is $1,000. Leave everything else alone. Leave it alone. One end. Don't bother. Just go back up to that price value, PV, and say, alpha solve. Before we do that, I noted that the market thinks the yield, the bond should pay 5.1%, but it pays 5.25%. So the market is going to drive the price of this bond up. They'll buy it. My God, this is more than the investors want. So we're going to expect this bond to have a price above par, $1,000. Alpha solve, well, spank me. Look at that, $1,016.14. As we suspected. That doesn't prove that we did it right, but we got a pretty good idea. Yeah, that was it. So in other words, if the yield is below the coupon, then the bond will sell at a premium above $1,000. If the yield, therefore, is above the coupon, in other words, the investors think it should pay more than it does, then it will sell at a discount to par, in other words, less than $1,000. Get that in your notes. That'll save your bacon on a quiz or an exam if I just ask a quick, dirty question. That was it. That was it. I want you to notice something here. This was also a quiz / final exam question. Do you see that there's a spread between coupon and there's a 15 basis point spread? Watch what happens as this bond gets closer to its term. What happens when the bond, if everything else is the same and now we're 10 years out? Let's look at what happens to the price. At 10 years out, it goes from 1,016 to 1,012. At 5 years out, it goes from 1,011 to 1,006. At 2 years out, it goes from 1,006 to 1,003. When it has only 1 year left until maturity, it goes from 1,003 down to 1,001. In other words, the bond is approaching par. Think about it this way. That spread between the coupon and the yield is becoming less and less important. I mean, if there are only like 2 minutes left until the bond matures, you're going to get $1,000 in 2 minutes. So in other words, as the term approaches zero, the bond is approaching par. And it doesn't matter what the spread is. That spread could be huge, and it would still happen, as long as it's a healthy bond. Okay, now we're going to take another one. This time, we will know the price, and we'll find the yield. RIT, 4.80%. 2034. In this case, let's say that the price is $980.20. And this time we don't know the yield. Now notice that this price is a discount to par. In other words, investors don't like this bond. They don't like it because that coupon isn't enough. So we should see the yield above the coupon here. Yield greater than coupon, it'll sell at a discount. And it sure does, 980.20. So this yield should come out to be a number that is above 4.80. Let's see what happens. In this case, it will be 2034 less 2022 down. This time we don't know the yield. Leave the number alone. Don't ever delete a number. You can get an error, a nasty error. Now the price value here we know is, you always put a negative on a PV, 980.20. And the payment here is 0.0480 times 1,000. And everything else, leave it alone. Once you got that 1,000 and the 1-1 end, leave it. Okay, now let's go up here and get the yield. We should see a number higher than 4.8. Alpha, solve. Yep, 5.02. Now, again, that doesn't prove that you did it right, but you know, well, that should have been, I should see a number above 4.8 because the bond was selling at a discount to par. One more time, I'm going to take you through one of each so you have another example of this. Now, I will caution you two things. One is, in the real world, bonds prices aren't what you see. You see a quote. So that first one, the quote would have been 98.02. As we would say, 98.02 on the 100. Be careful if I say the quote is, because you're going to have to make it 10 times that to put it into the calculator. Or if I say, quote the bond, whatever price you get, you divide it by 10 to quote it. Just be careful, be cautious about that. Now, the other part of this is that in the real world, bonds pay semi-annual. So the coupon wouldn't have been $48 every year. It would have been $24 twice a year. So the term would be multiplied by 2. And all that. We'll talk about that in a minute. But we're going to do annuals to start with. And I'll do FNT 4.35% 2035. And I'll give you the yield, which is in this case 4.55%, and you'll need to find the price. This is just another example of the one right beside it, so that you have two in your notes. Just plug the numbers in where you see them. Just crank it through. You're going to do 2034 less 2022 for the term. So in other words, the term of this bond is 12 years. The yield we don't. The yield is 4.55%. We don't know the price, but the payments are the coupon 4.0435 times 1,000. Leave everything else alone. Go back up and grab your price. PV, put it on PV, alpha, solve. Now, notice something. This bond is selling, this bond's yield is above the coupon. Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
No, did I put 2034 instead of 2035? See, I did that on purpose so that I was hoping someone would catch that I had. Wow. Oh. Yes, that's a 13 up there. Okay, so anyway, PV. Moving back along after that interruption to get me to do it right. You notice that the coupon is above, the premium, the yield is above the coupon. That would tell me that this should sell at a discount to par. Alpha, solve. 980.69. Yep, selling at a discount to par. Now let's do one more where we need to find a yield. ZPG 3.80% 2029. The price and the yield. In this case, we'll say that the price is $1,012.50, and we need to find the yield. I'm trying to convince you that all you have to do is know where to put the numbers in to the calculator, and you get your answer. Don't try to overthink this at all. Now, in this case, 2029, if I can do this right, less 2022. Now, this time we don't know the yield, so we're going to leave that number, leave it alone, and go down to the price value, which is $1,012.50. Drop down to the payment, coupon 0.038 times 1,000. Leave everything else alone, and crank it back up to the yield, and we say alpha, solve. Really? What did I do wrong here? Oh, wow. I bitch about that too, and then I don't do it. Man, that's touchy about that. Okay, fine. Are you happy now? I percent? 3.59. Aha. Do you see that it's the bond sold at a premium to par, $1,012.50, and that means that the market didn't. Market said the 3.8% was more than they wanted, so they're going to buy this bond, driving its price above par, $1,012.50. That's all there is to it. Now, the only twist is dealing with the real world where it is semi-annual payments. Now, the book will take you through, first of all, the annual version, what I've done here. And then it will take you through the semi-annual version. It's not really hard. Let me show you. First of all, do FNT. We're going to do FNT, except we're going to do the more realistic semi-annual payments. With the semi-annual payments, you have to take the term 2035 minus the 2022, and you times that term by 2, because there will be 2 payments a year. So in other words, the term is 13 years, but that means you'll get 26 payments. Now the I percent is going to be calculated twice a year. So you're going to take the 4.55 and you're going to divide it by 2. Now write this down. If you know I percent, you divide by 2. If you find the I percent, you multiply it by 2. Again, if you know the I percent, you divide it by 2. If you find the I percent, you times it by 2. No divide, find times. In this case, I knew the yield, so I'll divide it by 2. And the only other thing that is a little new is that we'll have to take the coupon, the annual coupon, 0.0435 times 1,000, and we'll have to divide it into 2 installments. So in other words, every year you're getting $43.50, but that will come in two $21.75 checks. That's the only thing that's different. Now we can take it back up to PV and say alpha solve. 980.54. Just don't forget to do that for semi-annuals. Now we're going to do the second one with semi-annuals. The term of the bond, we would take, in parentheses, I'll do it, the 2029, the ZPG 2029, 2029 less 2020, close 2022, my God, I'm 2 years behind, times 2. So for semiannual, you times the term by 2. Semiannual times the term by 2. Drop it down. Now, leave that I percent alone. And we're going to go to the price, which is negative 1,020. No, $1,012 and 50 cents. And the coupon, PMT, will do 0.038 times 1,000, but we have to divide that into two installments every year. So instead of $38 once a year, we get $19 twice in each year. And then we're going to crank it up here to I percent. And we're going to go alpha solve. Now, for God's sake, don't be so relieved you got an answer that you put this down. Because if it's semi-annual, looking back at your notes, if you find the percent, find the I percent, you times it by 2. So the actual answer, the yield to maturity, is 3.60%. If you can follow those steps, write them down on a card, on a little sheet of paper, whatever, for the quizzes and for the final, you got these problems solved. You've got them done. That's all there is to this. It's a technical thing, but I will point out kind of an interesting part of this. Let's just do one more where we're finding, let's find a price. Okay. LVN 2.90% 2040. Price $98.25, yield, we don't know. You'll know one of them. But I've already made a mistake in what I wrote there. If you're not comfortable with this, you've not seen it a lot, you might not notice the mistake. Out of curiosity, do you see the mistake that I made? Yeah? Love it when you talk like that. That's not a price, that's a quote. I know that because it's way too slow for a price. I accidentally wrote price there. That's not a price. It doesn't have a dollar sign. Don't ever put a dollar sign on a quote. My God, that would be a catastrophe in a real life situation. But yeah, that's not a price at all. That's a quote. So I have got to multiply this by 10. How do I know that was a quote? Well, the main thing is it was just way too small. Bonds, normal bonds, are between $900 and $1,100. So that was my big clue there, and that was not something I will do to you on a test. But do know that if I say, quote, the bond, whatever you get on your calculator, you divide by 10. If I say the quote is, then whatever I said the quote is, you times by 10. So going back up here, we're going to do this one semi-annually. Open the parentheses, 2040 less 2022, and we're semi-annual, so we'll times it by 2. We leave the yield alone. The price value is negative $982.50. And the payment is 0.0290 times 1,000. But remember that that's how much you get a year, so you divide that by 2 for how much you get every 6 months. And then we're going to come up here to the yield, and we're going to do alpha solve. But remember, if you find the yield, you times it by 2 for semi-annual coupons. So your answer that you would put on the test is 3.03% is the yield. A minor note here. What that I percent we found there, that is called the yield to maturity, the YTM. There's another one called the yield to call. If you're ever asked for a yield to call, all you do is say, well, the year of the call is the end of the bond. So if I said, find me the yield to call and the call year, the opening of the call, it could be called after 2032, you just put 2032 minus 2022. Now, one last time, let me show you. First of all, you notice that in this one, the yield is 3.03%. So the spread is 13 basis points. That's not a huge spread, but that's enough to notice. And you notice what it did was it knocked the price of the bond down below par. Now, let's take this, and let's say that we go, and this I'm reinforcing something I just said a few minutes ago. Suppose that we are now in the year 2030. That would mean that the term is 10 or the number of payments is 20. Let's find the price. From $982.50, well, what did I do there? Oh, duh. What am I doing wrong there? Oh, I see. I can't do it with this problem. It was worth trying to show it, but it just isn't going to work with this problem. Let me do something else. N20, I percent, 3.05. Coupon, 2.9. I wonder why the bond just dropped like a rock there. Huh, shouldn't have done that. But let me do another one. Let me do a fairly simple one. RVZ, 4.20%, 2034. Price and yield. The yield here is 4.50%. And we don't know the price. So the spread is 30 basis points. So 2034, that's 12 years or 24 payments. The yield to maturity, what did I say? 4.5%. I know it, so I divide by 2. And the coupon is, what did I say, 4.20, 0.0420 times 1,000 divided by 2. So finding the price, alpha, solve, 972.42. It sells at a discount to par because the yield is above the coupon, just like that rule up there. Keep that rule somewhere where you can follow it. Okay, now, let's say that's 2034. Suppose that we are now in 2028. Everything else is the same. We are now in the year 2028, so it would be 2034 minus 2028 times 2. Now, everything else will be the same. The yield is the same, everything. Let's see what the price is. It'll go from 972.42 to 984. 38. Suppose that there are only 3 years left, which would make 6 payments. The price goes from 984.38 to 991.67. Suppose there's only 1 year left, so that'd be 2 payments left. The price goes from 991.67 to 997.10. This is again what I showed you before. As the term of a bond approaches zero, the price approaches par. It doesn't matter whether it was above or below, it will converge on par. I will ask you this, I promise you, on a quiz and a test. All you have to understand, you see, the whole idea here is that, see, that's actually a pretty strong spread, 30 basis points. But as the bond is getting closer to maturity, that spread really is losing its importance. Because, I mean, you're going to get $1,000, and the closer you are to the term, the sooner you're going to get your final amount of money, $1,000. So the spread becomes less meaningful. And all that becomes meaningful is that $1,000 check you're going to get to be paid off. That's what there is to this. So I will ask you a question or two based on that kind of a thing. If you've got this down, you've nailed some of the hard questions on a quiz and the final, bond pricing. And the bond price dynamics, which is what I'm showing you here. It sounds really cool. Yeah, today we learned bond price dynamics in finance. You see, the price moves as you get closer to maturity. The price moves as the spread between coupon and yield change. Those are the driving factors behind the price of a bond. If you know how to do this, and you can just key those in, you've got it. And that's all I have for you today. I thank you.